Bava Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. This Mishnah is discussing a Shomer Chinam, an unpaid watchman who receives money, and discusses what type of shmira, what type of guardianship, what type of guarding is necessary to protect this money. The Mishnah says, Hamafkin Maos Eitzel Chavero, if somebody deposits money with his friend, and the friend who has it deposited with, Tsraran, he wraps it up, Vivshilon Lachorav, and he throws it over his back behind himself. And then, in other words, a scenario such as, let's say, somebody meets him on the way and gives him money as he's traveling, and he throws it over his back. That's not good. We're just going to see that that's not sufficient, because money needs to be held in your hand, not thrown over your back. Or he handed it over to his son or daughter who are still minors, who are still young and not responsible. Or v'nal b'fneim shelo koroi, or he locked it in front of a child improperly in a way that it could get out, or somebody could get in, I should say. So then, any of these scenarios like this, if it got stolen or got lost, so then the halacha is chayev. He is chayev, the person with whom it's deposited is chayev, shelo shamar kidarach shomrim, because he didn't guard it in the normal fashion of guardians. In a house, the normal way of guarding money would be to put it somewhere in the ground or in a wall, close in a wall, in a tefach, a hand's breadth, that's either close to the, within the hand's breadth of the ceiling or of the ground. If you did it some other way, that's not the normal way, this was the normal way in the time of the Mishnah, unless you made a condition with the person who gave you the money that you're going to do it a specific other way, you would be held liable because it's not considered guarding it in the proper manner of guardians. Now, however, let's say you were to hand it over to your adult child, so then they would then have to swear that they had handled it properly after the Shomer himself swears that he handed it over to them, then he'd be potter. And we don't say that there's a liability of the original Shomer, of the father, let's say, for giving it over to the hands of the children, because when you have adult children, it's an expectation that you might put it in their hands. Now, the Mishnah concludes, Im Shomer Kederach HaShomrim, of course, if you did guard the money in a proper way, and then it gets lost or stolen, so then your potter, because he's a Shomer Chinam, he's an unpaid watchman who is potter, not held liable on Geneva or Aveda, on theft or on it being lost.